Take a nice, deep breath through your nose. As you breathe out through your mouth, acknowledge in your mind's eye and in your heart how relaxed you feel. Continue to take these wonderful healing breaths as you listen to my voice. In and out. In and out. Allow me to take you on a journey. Imagine that you are in a forest. It is late afternoon and the sun is slowly setting. The last rays of the sun streak through the majestic trees. Look around you at the trees. You see some are so incredibly tall, reaching for the sky itself. Their beautiful, gnarled fingers seem to reach up as if to catch the last of the sun's light. There are smaller trees and shrubs flourishing all around in their shade. They do not compete. They love the filtered light offered by their towering friends. The harmony of their home surrounds you and embraces you. It is comfortably warm. And as the light breeze touches your skin, you can feel it caress the hairs on your arms and perhaps blow a stray hair from your face. You breathe in and begin to take in all the smells of the forest around you. Take in all the luxurious scents of this magical place. Look around you and allow your eyes to drink in all the colors and textures you see. Open your ears to all the sounds of the forest beginning to settle itself down. Hear the leaves rustle. Hear a bird call. You sense that this woodland is so very special, and you feel blessed to be in such a sacred place. As this thought comes to you, feel the magic of this place respond to you. Feel it connect to you. Feel it breathe as you breathe. Feel its warmth reach out to embrace you. Feel it welcome you. Feel as if you're home. In front of you, a path begins to open just for you. You know this. The small trees and shrubs bend ever so gracefully aside, and you find that you can quite easily take this route without being hindered in any way. You begin with a single step. Feel yourself lifting one foot. Feel the shift of weight in your hips, in your knees, in your ankles, and in your feet as you step forward. Bringing that foot back to the earth, hear the crunch of twigs underfoot. Listen to the birds call off in the woods. Begin to walk forward with confidence and perhaps with a bit of anticipation. You know that you will be safe. You know your journey will not be long. And you know, somehow, that there is something waiting for you at the end of this journey. Follow the path wherever it may lead you. You have no concern that you will go astray. Let the path curve this way and that way. Let it gently incline or roll away. It is a delightful walk. The forest is ever so beautiful. The path looks as though it's coming to its end. It slowly widens and finally opens to a small clearing. The sun is nearly set. The sky above you has turned a dusky mauve. You see the last of the birds flying overhead, returning to their roosts. Off in the distance, a cricket begins his nightly song. In the middle of the clearing is a small circle of stone. As you enter the clearing, the last of the sun fades into twilight. The air becomes still. It is cold slightly, but you are perfectly comfortable. As you approach the stones, a beautiful campfire springs to life, beckoning you in. You move within the warm embrace of the fire and sit down for a spell on a fallen log that seems to have been placed there just for you. As night falls and the sounds of the night insects ascend, you spend some quiet time gazing at the flickering flames. You feel the gentle warmth of the fire and allow the darkness behind you to softly cradle you. You feel immeasurably safe. After some time, you notice the flames are casting their light on something at the far side of the fire. The cheerful blaze had captured your attention so completely that you didn't notice until now. You get up and walk around the stones to the other side of the campfire. There, in front of you now, so easy to see in the flame's warm glow, is a package. And next to the package is what appears to be a small trash can with a lid. How odd, you think to yourself, a package and a trash can side by side in my lovely clearing. As you move a bit closer, you see that package has been gift wrapped. And in your heart, you know that this gift is for you. Oh, what a special night this has become. You go to the gift, pick it up, and begin to unwrap it. Don't try to save the paper. Open it with abandon. Be happy. Be excited. This gift is for you. With the package unwrapped, lift off the lid to the box and look inside. Inside the box is a gauze robe spun of light. It is a robe of love, light, laughter, and ease. Take it out. Without hesitation and with a flourish, put it on. As the gentle light of love settles around you, let yourself remember why you want to be loved. Remember the obvious and the not so obvious reasons to love. Feel a beautiful urge to live, to respond, to respect. Feel a deep yearning to know. Sense the gentle tug of intimacy and commitment. Feel the rush of caring. Know that this whirlwind of emotion can provide you and those you care about, you and the world you live in, with a wonderful environment of security and pleasure, of honesty with vulnerability, and with trust. This rush of feeling can reduce your fears of loss, can let you know that you are loved and cared for, and give you the wonder of knowing that out there, somewhere out there, you have a higher self who loves you. You feel love. You feel love. Come back for a moment to the forest. You are in the clearing. You are standing next to the trash can, Reach over and lift off the lid. Look in for just a brief moment. Yep, it's definitely a trash can. Toss the rat bang in the box into the can. Hesitate for just a minute. Think about your wondrous gift. Think about how fantastic it has made you feel. Now, think of those little things, those thoughts, those patterns that might make it difficult for you to wear your robe of love and light out of the forest and back into your regular life. As you begin to see these thoughts, take them and toss them into the trash can. Anything that you might think could stand in the way of keeping your gift of love and laughter, you are able to simply throw into the trash can. Especially get rid of any and all feelings and thoughts that try and tell you that you are not deserving. Every little shred of fear, anger, hurt, and pity, every emotion of worry, doubt, confusion, and anxiety, they all go into the can. Now, put the lid back on good and tight. There, it is sealed. It is done. It is done. Let it be. At this time, know that you are ready to return to the room. You may go back to your magical place at any time you desire. There will always be something or someone special waiting here just for you. Take a deep breath and slowly feel yourself returning. Follow the sound of my voice, take another breath, and begin to hear the sounds around you. Move your fingers and your toes. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes. Thank you for your time. Blessings.